Nature Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the New Testament Stories book, published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story, and invite them to read along and sing the songs with you, too.
Faith is knowing the sun will
Last week, we talked about the Savior's visit to the Pool of Bethesda on a Jewish feast day. People thought that when the water in the pool moved, the first person to step into the water would be healed. Jesus saw a man near the pool who had been unable to walk for 38 years. It was the Sabbath. Jesus asked the man if he wanted to be healed. The man said he could not be healed because he could never get to the water first. Jesus told the man, "Rise, take up thy bed and walk." The man was immediately healed. Many Jewish people believed that it was a sin to do miracles on the Sabbath. They wanted to kill Jesus. Jesus answered that he was doing on the Sabbath only what his Father would do. We also talked about the feeding of the 5,000. Shortly after healing the man of the Pool of Bethesda, some friends of John the Baptist told Jesus that John had been killed by the king. When Jesus heard this, he went to a place near the Sea of Galilee to be alone. Many people knew where he was. More than 5,000 people followed him there, hoping that he would teach them. Jesus taught them many things. It was time to eat, but most of the people did not have any food. His disciples wanted Jesus to send the people to the nearest villages to buy food. Jesus told the disciples to see if anyone had brought food. They found a boy who had 5 loaves of bread and 2 small fish. Jesus told all the people to sit down. He blessed the bread and the fish and broke the food into pieces. The disciples gave the food to the people. There was more than enough for everyone.
I know.
Believing something is true is like having faith. But when we have faith in Heavenly Father, He wants us to do more than just believe. In order to return to live with our Heavenly Father after this life, we will need to learn to have faith in our Savior. Now, I'm going to ask a couple of questions, but I don't want you to answer right now. Think in your minds about how you might answer each one of them. Why do you have faith in Jesus? How do you show Him that you have faith in Him? Throughout this lesson, we will learn that having faith in Jesus is much more than just believing that He lived. Today we are going to read and talk about two different stories from the life of Jesus that teach us more about what it means to truly have faith in Him. As we read the stories and discuss them, think about the answers to the two questions I asked a moment ago. Please turn to chapter 29, Jesus Walks on Water, on page 71, and read along with us.
After feeding the 5,000, Jesus went up on a mountain to pray. His disciples took a boat to cross the Sea of Galilee. When night came, the wind started to blow and the waves became high.
Late that night, Jesus came to join His disciples. He was walking on the water to get to the boat.
The disciples saw Him walking on the water. They were afraid. They thought He was a spirit. Jesus called to them, "It is I, be not afraid."
Peter wanted to walk on the water too. Jesus told Peter to come to Him. Peter climbed out of the boat. He began to walk on the water toward the Savior.
Because the wind was blowing hard, Peter became afraid. He began to sink into the water.
The Savior took Peter's hand. He asked Peter why he did not have more faith.
When Jesus and Peter came to the boat, the storm stopped. All the disciples worshipped the Savior. They knew that He was the Son of God.
Where did Jesus go after He fed the 5,000 people?
He went to a mountain to pray.
Where did the apostles go?
On a boat to cross the sea.
How did Jesus get to the boat in the middle of the Sea of Galilee?
He walked on the water.
Why were the disciples afraid when they saw Jesus?
They thought He was a spirit.
Yes, they did. How might you have reacted to see the Savior walking on the water?
I would have been really, really scared.
I would be surprised.
What did Peter do after he realized it was Jesus on the water?
He wanted to walk on the water too.
Why did Peter start to sink?
Because the wind started blowing and he got scared.
What did he do when he started to sink?
He called Jesus to ask Him to help.
Yes. What can we do when we feel scared or alone?
We can pray to have the Holy Ghost comfort us.
We can do what Peter did and we can ask Jesus for help.
Fairer the woodlands, roar.
If you're just joining us, welcome to Scripture Stories, presented by the Mormon Channel. We have been talking about when the Savior walked on the water. Turn with us to chapter 30, The Bread of Life, on page 73, as we read about one of the Savior's most powerful sermons.
The next day, many people tried to find Jesus. They followed him to Capernaum in boats.
Jesus knew that they wanted him to feed them again.
Jesus taught them that bread could keep them alive for only a short time. He said that there was another kind of bread they should look for, the bread of life. He told them that he was the bread of life. Jesus taught the people that he would sacrifice his life for them. He said that if they would follow and believe in him, they would gain everlasting life.
Why did the people want to find Jesus?
They wanted him to feed them again.
How long did Jesus say that bread could keep the people alive?
For only a few days.
What other type of bread did Jesus teach the people about?
The bread of life.
Yes. What did Jesus say is the bread of life?
He was the bread of life.
Why is the bread of life so important?
Because it means that we can live with our families and Heavenly Father and Jesus again.
What did Jesus tell the people he would do for them?
Jesus said that he would sacrifice his life for them.
Who else did he do this for?
All of us.
Exactly. What does Jesus promise us if we follow and believe in him?
Everlasting life.
Is there any other way, children, for us to return to our Heavenly Father?
No.
That's exactly right. According to the plan of salvation, Jesus was chosen by our Heavenly Father to be the Savior of the world. Only through him can we truly be forgiven of our sins. Only through him can we be made clean so that we may return to live with our Father in heaven, who loves us and wants us back. Children, I hope you have felt the Spirit as we have spent time talking about the Savior. I hope that you have felt your love for him grow as we consider how much he has done for us. Throughout this next week, think more about the two questions I asked at the beginning of the program. Why do you have faith in Jesus? How do you show him that you have faith in him? Think of your own special answers to these two questions and write them down. Then you can share that with someone in your family. As you do this, you will understand better and better what it means to truly have faith in Jesus. That faith will grow and you will feel even closer to the Savior and to our Heavenly Father. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all he has taught us. And I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 31, Jesus Heals a Deaf Man, and chapter 32, Peter Testifies of Christ.
See you next week!
Scripture power keeps me safe from sin. Scripture power is the power to win. Scripture power.
If you would like to listen to this program again, a grown-up can help you get a copy to play on your computer, iPod, or other music player at radio.lds.org. You can also sign up to get new episodes as soon as they are ready. If you would like your own copies of the Scripture Stories as books or DVDs, you can find them at scripturestories.lds.org, or a grown-up can buy them at your local church distribution center.